Well, welcome to PhiladelphiaEagles.com's coverage of the East-West Shrine Game, starting with the Monday practice. This is the East team. We're watching 11-on-11s. This is Bo Wolf with, as always, our favorite draft analyst, Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net. Tony, welcome back to another draft season.
Well, it started a while ago, but I guess we're live now here in St. Pete. Weather's nice. A lot of good small school players and underrated seniors in this game, as I had stated on the article on Eagles.com. So a lot to look forward to for the Eagles.com viewers out there.
The quarterbacks for this East team, headlined by Jimmy Garoppolo of Eastern Illinois, he's probably the best quarterback here. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. He may be playing in the Senior Bowl next week. In fact, we see Garoppolo underneath center now, just made a nice pass on and out. Shows a strong arm, shows good timing. I think scouts are going to want to see that he can play in a disciplined system and make NFL passes compared to the wide-open system he played at Eastern Illinois.
Let's see what Garoppolo does here. Drops back. Fires out to his former teammate. Is that right?
Eric Laura, whose pass was a little bit high, but Laura only goes 5'8". What you got to like about that that play right there is you saw Garoppolo just naturally look off the safety, look to his left, and then went back right with the throw, and he knew where his receiver was. Granted, he's played with the guy for a couple of years, but still, you know, that's a pass he's going to have to make in the NFL, but there aren't going to be too many 5'8" receivers at the next level.
A position that I think Eagles fans are keeping a close eye on in the draft is safety. Now, the Shrine Game has actually produced a lot of good safeties over the last few years. Deshaun Goldson, T.J. Ward, Dewan Landry, there's another guy.
Wolf.
Earl Wolf, who the Eagles found here last year at the Shrine Game. Some good safeties here. How about A.J. Marshall out of the prestigious Wake Forest Football Factory?
It's going to show you what you're going to watch for in Marshall is when they do the one-on-ones. When he's lined up one-on-one against a receiver, what are his ball skills like? Is he more than just a downhill between the number safety, or does he have ball skills? Can he cover? Is he the type of guy that you're not afraid to put over a slot receiver, you know, if he's on the field and the opposing team puts three or four receivers on the field? So that's what you got to watch for.
Cam Chancellor is the guy I was trying to think of before. He's a Shrine Game alumni also. Some other safeties here, Trey Boston from North Carolina, Hakeem Smith from Louisville. You like those guys?
They're okay. I think overall it's a relatively weak safety class. No first-round safeties as we saw last year. I think you may be a stretch to get a few guys into the second day. Not one of the stronger positions moving towards the 2014 draft.
Jordan Lynch under center now, the Heisman finalist from Northern Illinois. Not a huge arm, but let's see what he does here. And he hands it off.
That's it. You know, with Lynch, you're going to want to see his throwing mechanics. You're going to want to see his accuracy, his ability to play from the pocket. You know, he's a different version, or I should say another version of Tim Tebow, the sense that, you know, he's a running quarterback who can, you know, who needs work on his passing. But still, I think with a good showing here, obviously you get a combine invite, should get some consideration in the later rounds. A definite winner, you know, really took that Northern Illinois program almost to back-to-back BCS games if it wasn't for that unexpected loss in the MAC championship. But a guy that I think will have a place at the next level as a number three at quarterback.
Jeff Matthews, the third quarterback here in shotgun out of Cornell. Let's see what the big arm passer does. Disappointing senior season for Matthews, right?
Terribly disappointing season. You look at him, he's got great stature, he's got a good arm looking around the pocket. You got to like the way he puts touch on, but mistimes the throws. The problem with Matthews was he was highly rated after his junior season. A lot of people expected good things from him, including myself. Thought that if he had a good senior season, maybe he could slide into the second day of the draft. Never came to be. He really had a bad, poor senior campaign, poor touchdown to interception ratio. I was told part of the reason was his head coach left Cornell and actually went to Saskatchewan in the CFL and won the Grey Cup a year ago, which really left Matthews without the one-on-one coaching he was used to. So he's got the physical skills. You've seen here early on that he can zip the ball. You saw it there. He can put touch on it. Just needs some mechanical refinement to improve his accuracy. But I think definitely a guy you draft in the last day, in the later rounds, you keep him on the roster, you stash him on the practice squad, solid developmental prospect.
That last pass a little bit underthrown for Alan Hearns from the U, who dropped it. Philip Gaines from Rice in coverage. Let's see what Matthews does here. Hands off to Rajon Neal, the Tennessee running back, a big guy, a big runner.
Yeah, Neal's looked good in the early part of the going. So is the Bauman kid from Northern Arizona, sort of a smaller LeSean McCoy type of back who creates that type of back. I didn't say he was LeSean McCoy. Yeah, let's put the brakes on there. A guy who creates his own yards is really a threat to catch the ball out of the backfield. Neal is more of a downhill between the tackles type of guy, but he's looked good in the early going. A lot of these guys, they haven't played ball in more than a month and a half, so they're still trying to get their feet underneath them.
Garoppolo back in shotgun.
Yeah, if you noticed on the inside of the defensive line there, Jason Bromley of Syracuse, he was double teamed. The fact they were holding him on that play, I mean, he's been the star in the early going on the defensive line for the East. He just shows great power. He's got a lot of push up the field, a late day pick. So if the Eagles are looking for more of a stout guy in the middle, kind of to back up at that nose tackle position, I think Bromley is a consideration. He's looked good here in the early going.
10 sacks as a senior for Bromley. Andre Howell from Vanderbilt in coverage there. At cornerback, the Eagles, I think it's a known commodity now that they're looking for taller, bigger cornerbacks, and I think Howell is maybe a little undersized for the Eagles. Guys here like Philip Gaines and Ross Cockrell from Duke, probably the taller guys. And then on the West team, there's some even taller cornerbacks.
Well, the taller cornerback that you want to watch here is Pierre Desir of Lindenwood, who's one of the small school stars, if you would. He's also a return specialist. But a guy who has a chance here to really make a lot of money, really improve his draft stock with a good week. He very much looks the part. I mean, he's a tall, lanky guy who's fluid moving about the field. He's got to show the receivers here aren't great, but if Desir can show that he can handle a step up in competition, that's definitely going to shine brightly on his draft grade.
All right, let's watch one more play here, maybe taking a closer look at Trey Boston and Hakeem Smith, the two safeties here for the East defense with Garoppolo under shotgun. Hands it off to Neal. And that does it for the 11-on-11s here at the East-West Shrine Game. Much more coming on PhiladelphiaEagles.com with Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net.